We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam in the article of the Irvut. We're continuing in 28. You can find the study materials on Sviva Tova and the Irvut system. You can also ask questions through those platforms. Whoever asks a question in the study hall, please stand up, hold a microphone close to your mouth, and speak loud and clear. Please look. 28. Now we fully understand the previous words, for he says, now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning, make a covenant on what I am telling you here to be my segula from among all peoples. This means that you will be my segula, the sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you onto all the peoples and the nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now. So it will be as a remedy for all the nations. For this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine. Meaning, all the peoples of the earth belong to me. As do you, and are destined to adhere to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people. If you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love your friend as yourself. The axis of all the Torah and Mitzvot. And the holy nation is the reward in its final form of Dvikut, adhesion with Him, which includes all the rewards that can even be conceived. These are the words that our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words which you shall say to the children of Israel. They made the precision. These are the words, no more, no less. This is perplexing. How can you say that Moses would add or take away from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it? We find no such example in the whole of the Torah. On the contrary, the Torah says about him, for he is trusted. He is the trusted one in all my house.
Questions? There aren't any?
Ken.
Okay. Yes.
The nation that the Creator is talking about, do they understand what nation of priest means?
He explains to Moses.
So there's nothing to correct if he understands it.
No, the nation doesn't understand. Moses understands because the Creator speaks to him. And then Moses has to do this work with the people.
Can I continue? Why does he need the agreement of those shepherds? The Creator
created in them the desire, and the Creator is asking the desire, and seemingly doesn't know what's happening, what it, he would receive. Of course he does. But a person needs to go through all the discernments from 0 to 100% to the attainment of the full plan, design of creation. And by this, each time undergoes changes that are through these changes, the changes make him until he becomes like the Creator. And you will be as God, knowing good and evil, etc. This is what the Creator wants to do with us, with everyone, with all the people. This is why we have in us, besides the still vegetative and animate, the point of the speaking, which is a part of God above. And that point we have to develop until we become like the Creator in every way. And then it'll be clear to us who we are, where we exist, what we need, what is upon us, everything.
So he's supposedly speaking with the future nation?
Yes, of course, after the corrections. Yes. More?
Why do they say that you will be my segula? Why not the chosen people? Why does he choose the word segula?
Segula comes from the punctuation mark, segol. It contains within it right, left, and middle. It's three dots.
Which means?
It means that it contains within it all of man's work and all of the Creator's qualities that can be incorporated in one another.
I thought that segula means that there's no connection between an action and the result.
You could put it this way, that it is such great faith that it is, I don't know.
How to interpret? What does the nation of Zgula mean?
A nation of Zgula is special people. You can call it special souls that have the possibility to reach the level of the Creator through the connection between them.
He says that through you, the sparks of purity will go. Well, what does it mean to cleanse the body?
Yes. Purity means cleansing the body from all the will to receive that is in it.
So what is that purity, the cleansing, or it's two discernments? There's a difference between them.
Also, sparks that we have to scrutinize is work that precedes the correction of the body, of the goof. We have to clean them, to cleanse them from all the incorporation of the intention to receive in them.
It seems that there's something deeper here, because he can write, you need to connect and pass that wisdom to the others.
I'm not going to study Baha'u'llah Sulam in this way. Why didn't he write it this way? Why did he write it that way? I accept what he wrote. That's first of all. And we try to understand according to what we learned. The fact that we don't even understand enough for even a little what is correct, it'll still help us. I can't think like you, and no one here is like another. If a person thinks about these words, then of course from the root of his soul he has qualities and decisions of his own. Who was it there? Yes.
אנחנו לומדים שהאור הוא זה ש...
We learn that the light is what prepares the vessel for its duty, for its role.
Right.
To accept the purpose of creation.
Yes.
And here it's supposedly the nation of Israel, which are also vessels, need to correct other vessels. How can you understand it that one vessel, why don't we relate to that the light of the Creator corrects Israel and the nations, but that Israel are the ones that...
What?
It's supposedly that Israel are supposed...
He's speaking about degrees. Degrees. Well, first of all, there's we, and then after us, we pass it on to the rest of the world, and then in the whole world, it gradually happens until the last generation in all of humanity.
What's in this term, Israel, that the light can go to other vessels, and it has to go only through the nation of Israel?
Because, to begin with, they have in them an ability to receive the revelation of the Creator in a certain way.
Yeah.
It's like Israel has an approach to something the light can't approach, and you need them as an intermediate. How to understand this?
I accept these things as they are written. You are special in that you have a zgula in you. And you have to be both a zgula from all the nations and a zgula to all the nations. That's it. And we see it throughout history how much we are... in a special learning, suffering blows, etc. Let's hope that soon we will feel it more clearly. Yes.
He writes that the whole land is mine. How does that not cancel man's work or the connection between the souls, if he writes the whole earth is mine?
Yeah, all of the will to receive belongs to the Creator, and its correction belongs to the created beings, from the people of Israel on to the rest of the nations, because everyone is incorporated in the will to receive.
But when a person looks at reality, he has to say that all the desire belongs to him. The world is mine, right? That these are all my parts.
So what?
And the Creator says, no, it belongs to him.
Yeah.
So how should a person look at all this?
Nothing belongs to a person. Only to hear what he needs to do in order to bring all of creation to correction. So what is my connection to all the souls?
You have to explain to them, you have to be their teacher, you have to help them reach corrections.
But how do I define the connection? You're saying nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to the Creator. How do we define this connection between the souls? What are they for me?
For you, they are the field that you must work on in order for the right vessel to become of that for the Creator.
This group, or these souls, as you put it, that took upon themselves this work,
yeah.
Did they understand the big troubles that they're going to suffer throughout history, everything that's happened to the people of Israel since that time until today? Trouble over trouble over trouble. When we look at the people, we see that the people becomes even more corrupted. So how's it going to be corrected?
I don't know what all those ways of the correction of the nation are, but we see that there's a certain tendency, there's a process, a special process through history. And I guess they have a task to perform.
But
if we look at the history, even just a year or two back, you don't need to go further than that. The troubles landing on these people don't really help. Even from the troubles we get, they can't understand that they have to do something special. On the contrary, they become even more obstinate.
They'll understand gradually. 100, 200 years ago, there weren't people like you sitting and studying the wisdom of Kabbalah and how to reach the degree of the Creator, how to affect Him to change our destiny. There weren't such things, and today there are.
Does
that mean that, if I, let's take me for example, I'm here because of the troubles that happened a century or 2 centuries ago?
No, that's not why you're sitting here. You're sitting here because you are not connected correctly to the purpose of creation.
I didn't understand.
You are not here for being guilty for someone else. But you yourself...
No, this I understand. I'm asking, does every generation advance based on the suffering that happened in previous generations? How does the advancement happen? Can a generation correct what... where it is right now, or are we, is it always that we suffer now and the next generation will...
We develop on the same records that are in the general vessel, and each one accepts those records or receives them according to his vessel, to what he can scrutinize, to what he must scrutinize. We are in the last generation. We have many more actions that we need to perform, but the path is pretty clear. We need an air connection to reach a state that the Creator will be revealed between us.
Can I ask about the situation we are in right now in the people of Israel?
It's clear what we're in.
What situation are we in, if it's so clear? Can you explain?
We're in a state that our friends are next to us, our cousins, and we can come closer to one another and determine between us a net of connections in such a way that the purpose of creation can be revealed in.
It's as if there are two parts in the nation today.
I don't want to get into politics and all those calculations. I'm supposedly don't know nothing about it. If you
truth
were
is, I didn't
paying
want to
attention
get into it.
When I stopped talking about that, there's a reason for it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Rav. It seems like this people that is going to task them with, he tells Moses, I'm warning you not to add or take away from my word. So if he knows everything that's going to happen in advance, so what is this warning?
Guys, don't ask me questions about the Creator.
Okay, thank you.
Ken.
Yeah.
Questions from the internet. Latin 12 is asking, who or what is a priest in the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Kohen,
a priest, Kohen,
neshama miyuchedet,
is a special soul that is all in order to bestow
and
all its great egoistic forces it had to begin with. And that's how it works.
For Max 6, what is the difference between a holy nation and the kingdom of priests?
The
kingdom of priests is the higher degree, which is above the nation, and the holy nation is the nation of Israel itself that is directed towards Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator.
From Women PT 6, how will the change happen in the world so they become similar to the Creator? Will they have an inner change in their qualities? What will be their motivation?
Yes, this will be a revelation of the force of love and connection to the whole world.
From PT 22, how does the people of Israel give examples of connection to the world? How is it expressed?
Must give an example on themselves and teach the others to explain to the others as much as possible that the main thing is the connection.
Zero bin time.
Yofi.
That's it for now.
Good. Moshe.
Item
29.
Now we can fully understand that concerning the form of work in its last manner, as explained in the words, a kingdom of priests, which is the final definition of love your friend as yourself, it was indeed conceivable for Moses to restrain himself and refrain from disclosing the full manner of the work all at once, for fear that Israel would not want to detach themselves from all material possessions and give all their fortune and assets to the Creator, as instructed by the words, a kingdom of priests.
כהוראת המילות של ממלכת כהנים.
It is much like Maimonides wrote that women and children must not be told the manner of the clean work, which must be in order not to be rewarded, and wait until they grow, become wise, and have the courage to execute it. Therefore, the Creator gave him the above warning, no less, but offered them the true nature of the work in all its sublimity, expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests. Regarding the reward that is defined in the words, a holy nation, it was possible for Moses to contemplate interpreting and elaborating further about the pleasantness and the sublime subtleness that come with dvekut with him, to persuade them to accept this extreme, to completely detach themselves from any worldly possessions, as do priests. Hence, he was warned, no more, but be vague and do not explain the whole reward included in the words, a holy nation. The reason for this is that had he told them about the wondrous things in the essence of the reward, they would necessarily use and assume his work in order to obtain that wonderful reward for themselves. This would be considered working for themselves, for self-love, that in turn would falsify the whole purpose, as written in item 13. Thus we see that regarding the form of the work expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests, he was told no less, And about the unclear measure of the reward expressed in the words, a holy nation, he was told, no more.
It's not clear, please.
A little more about that point. What is the connection between love you for yourself and giving all their assets and fortunes and possessions to the Creator?
It's an expression of as much as we need to love without any limits.
I want to love the friend more than myself. So what should I depict to myself? What is the right depiction? What is the right depiction of this situation?
Ask your friends. Ask your friends what each and every one can add on the ones that came before. According to that, you can see.
Thank you.
בסדר.
Okay.
Niv, מה אתה עצוב כזה?
Niv, what are you so sad?
שלא אוהבים אותך.
Nobody loves you.
No, I'm thinking, how can we achieve this?
Achieve this.
מהר מאוד.
Very quickly.
כן. למה שלא?
Why not?
דווקא כן, אבל יש פה.
We can, but
יש פה שאלה.
There was a question here.
Because
we have to constantly remember that the road is on, it is moving further, and not believe what our eyes see.
Are you expecting a reward that you're talking in that way?
First of all, the desire, of course, it expects a reward.
But
gradually we understand better what is the right result, the right reward. So we redefine the reward. But it's not simple to switch the aspiration for the reward with understanding that actually what we want is to come to work without a reward.
I don't understand you.
I mean, the kingdom of priests, he writes here. It sounds very...
very exalted.
Yeah, exalted. But
it's outside of the will to receive.
Exactly. So he says a kingdom of priests. It's as if the will to receive wants to jump to being a holy nation immediately. This is also why he doesn't talk about it. In short, it wants the reward, and but along the way there is a kingdom of priests, and the desire to receive pictures the kingdom of priests in order to receive. So there's a barrier here that is hard to approach, so to speak. The desire doesn't let us approach it. It wants to jump to the next degree right away.
Yeah. That's why you're sad.
כן, שלמה.
Yes, שלמה.
גם בשלב המקדים הזה, הממלכת.
In this preceding stage too, in the kingdom of priests, you can seemingly expect a reward. You're a priest. You can control. You can. So it's as if the correction is very. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't understand you.
As if there are two stages to the correction. In the kingdom of priests, you correct the vessels of bestowal. You disconnect from everything, but here too you have a reward, like Niv was trying to scrutinize now. It's as if here too you expect a reward. You're a priest, and so here too you need to just completely cleanse from all that. How can we? So that's what I'm trying to. He's talking about a kingdom of priests. So you have to come to a state of correction in this phase, the preceding phase, and the whole nation. So how is it possible in that state? Even with just a bunch of people, we can't do it. So here you're talking about the whole nation.
because you're not drawing the force of the Creator to come and work with you. You want with your own forces to attain something godly. How can that be? It's not understood.
It's also unclear. How can we come to a state of correction of a kingdom of priests with such a large number of people?
That's not important. What are humans? You see, the Creator gives them a bit of a will to receive, and everybody goes
to
lose themselves in order to attain some fulfillment.
So what is the kingdom of priests?
The kingdom of priests is the opposite, where everyone goes in order to fill everyone else, each one the other.
Is it even possible?
No, but the Creator does that, not us.
Who is he writing to? I don't understand. That we don't need to receive a reward, and this thing is forbidden to reveal.
Right.
It is. So, to whom is he writing? Because we see that in the books, when I came, I was immediately told, you have to bestow without any reward, you'll get nothing out of it. So,
and since then, you're still working and getting up and...
I liked it. Not getting anything from it, ever. But he says it's forbidden to reveal it to little ones, too. That was then, because now we do reveal it, not in the first lesson, but in the writings it's written clearly. Even previously, and you give your pillow to the slave and other such things.
If the Creator did everything from the will to receive, which is all of the matter of creation, so how can it be that we will want from within that matter to reach a state of bestowal to the others? Of course not. Meaning, before I give something to someone, no matter what, I first depict some kind of reward for myself that it's worth doing.
No.
Yeah, that's clear. So, why is he writing that it's forbidden to explain these things to children, to women, to all kinds of degrees?
Yeah, why? Because they won't understand it.
Right, but it's in the books. It is written from the books of Baruch Salaam Rabash. You can explain that. You can understand that.
No. Even when we read these books, it doesn't awaken us to run away from here.
No.
So when he writes not to disclose to little ones, what does he mean? What are we not disclosing?
Don't disclose the meaning of lishma.
Can this even be disclosed?
You can disclose it in a way that a person will understand that he's being taught how to die.
And this is forbidden to do?
Of course not.
Can? Tov. Da.
אבל כאן הבורא אומר למשה להגדיר.
But here the Creator tells Moses to tell them clearly what they're going for. They are not ready for it. Yet the Creator says, don't confuse them. Tell them straight what they have to do so they know in advance.
I
guess that we're already talking about a different degree of the nation that is in that same state that can accept these things in whichever price, no matter what.
There was another issue. How do we distinguish between a person working because he wants to receive a reward and
that
we, in the end, in order to really bestow, we have to receive from the Creator. So how do we distinguish between working for the will to receive for myself and bringing contentment to the Creator, and therefore I have to receive?
In each, either way you receive from the Creator, who else is the source of the force of the light of the filling?
So, how do I know that my intention is only to bring contentment to the Creator? Because when we ask ourselves here, why are you asking for a reward or why are you working? Then perhaps there are friends who are working in order to please the Creator, and they have to come to a state where they understand that they have to advance to a state where they have to receive something in order to bring contentment.
Yeah, right, so.
Is there a situation where at some point it is really contentment to the Creator? When does it really happen? And I don't just imagine it.
When the Creator will give us such a desire that we'll really actually want to give to Him. That's it. We will really want to give to Him. That has to come from above. That's clear. I remember from Rabash one thing. Many things, but especially one thing. Why didn't you ask? When you're in a state so low, really without any exit from it, why didn't you ask? On everything you can, ask.
No.
Why didn't you ask?
From this morning's article, we know why. Because we don't have a strong enough environment. We didn't build a strong enough power of faith. That's why we fall into that state where we can't ask. The power of the spies is too strong for us. So here we build it to make it possible. This is how I understand it.
Yeah, that's the solution. That's the reason. So what do we need to do?
Get stronger in the unity, in the connection that brings the power of faith. This is what I understood.
Yep.
Tov chevra. Maot.
Okay, guys. What else?
Ma ata mistakel alei kacha?
What you looking at me like that?
Why didn't you ask and not? Why didn't you say thank you? We have to be in gratitude most of the time and settle for what we have.
No, that the Creator says, why didn't you ask for the forces from me? Why didn't you ask?
This morning we learned that it's as if there's a feeling that the majority of the work is to emphasize the need for the request, which is the left. One person has to reveal the deficiencies and the criticism.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we have to learn that we have to turn to the right all the time and 23 and a half hours be in gratitude and look for wholeness and constantly be in it. And this we seem to emphasize less. That's how I see it.
Okay, we'll feel it.
So I'm asking again, why is the focus not on what is... Why is the person's problem the request and not the gratitude?
What can he give thanks for? When I look at all these thousands of years of what my soul is already wandering around in its corrections, and all kinds of descents, blows, and all that. What can I say thank you for? That's what each one thinks subconsciously.
לא הבנתי על מה יש לנו להודות, זאת השאלה?
I didn't understand. What do we have to be thankful for? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Many things.
Did you calculate? I don't know.
No. If I calculate, I see that there are many flaws and lowliness. But if for a moment a person realizes where he is, whose law he's teaching, who his friends are, what is the path, how he was rewarded out of all the billions that Barasulam writes in the letter, etc., etc., etc. Even the clothing, this whole story, there's tons to be thankful for. Every moment I can be in gratitude.
But it's not according to the will to receive that fills whether it's getting filled.
So according to what is it?
You have some kind of depiction, the ideal picture or something that you think in such a way, but practically, in your vessels, you don't have a fulfillment.
Right, but this ideal picture that we have to depict it and be in it most of the time, this is the work, this is what's difficult, to constantly shift to the right, no?
Right.
It's not clear to me what. Well, all right.
Seder, lefachot.
Okay.
Mashu barur shelo barur.
At least something is clear that it isn't clear.
Ma adon.
What, Mister?
Aknisa le lemala meada.
The entry into above reason. Is it built out of gratitude?
It
is a result of gratitude, yes.
There is gratitude for feeling good when I got something, and I get some benefit out of it. But there is gratitude above reason, which I suppose we suffered a lot through all kinds of
well.
So what should we do toward the right? Because the right, gratitude, it can come from the left. But we don't want to be grateful for the left, from the intention of the left.
If we understand exactly that state that we have to give gratitude for, then we can weigh whether we are in that state or not, meaning that we come close to making the vessel that in it will get revelation of the Creator along with all people on earth. And that, in our eyes, is called good. That we will all connect, everyone, all people on earth, and be filled with all the light, which is the Creator Himself, that He will fill that vessel.
No?
Well?
Ben Adam Ragil.
A regular person. In my will to receive, I see the whole world, and I think that everything is my possession. Right? Everything is in order to please me. Where is this switch? So I will feel that I am the possession of all of nature's system, and I exist only in order to please what is outside of me. Where is the mechanism? Does it begin with gratitude?
That is the Creator making that inversion in a person, that instead of thinking of what will I have of this, they'll think, what will I give them?
As okay, a kohen,
so a priest is the creator's possession. No, maybe the possession of Israel, and the kingdom of priests is the creator's possession.
Yeah, yes.
Avil again.
Avil.
Maybe going back to Rav's words about why didn't you ask, which you remember from Obash. Why didn't you ask for what?
From the Creator. That I was complaining, that I don't feel good, I'm confused, I don't see any results. So that was the answer.
And what was the...
Why didn't you ask?
What do we expect the Creator to answer? Or maybe it doesn't matter.
That depends on the person. But what the person needs to do in such a case is to ask from the Creator.
But sometimes, in this difficulty of why didn't you ask, it's like a person really actually knows the answer. He is immersed in the will to receive. He understands why the Creator doesn't give it to him. He understands the process. Even if he doesn't feel it, he understands the process. He even feels it to an extent. So he doesn't even feel the justification of asking because he realizes it's unjust, meaning he's unworthy of. It's like he's unworthy of the reward that he's talking about. He's not there yet. So how do we rise above? Or maybe it doesn't matter.
It's not so important. It's important why he's not turning to the Creator.
So what, is there a matter of habit here?
No, not a habit.
What then?
If he feels himself that he's in the corner, so he needs to turn to the Creator.
And should he feel that he's constantly in the corner? Should he constantly be turning to the Creator?
Well, if he scrutinizes what's pressuring him, so yeah.
In other words, why didn't you ask holds within it the need for scrutiny and to come to the corner and then turn to the Creator? And again, the need for scrutiny, you're at the corner and you turn to the Creator again. So it's an infinite process, basically.
No, it's not infinite. There's a Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. Well, don't say it's infinite.
No, it's not infinite. It's infinite minus one.
Okay. Friends, we are towards the end of the lesson. What do we have today, Moshe? Oh, Dudi?
Okay, we wanted to update all the friends that because of the security situation in Israel and out of concern for the well-being of the friends and responsibility for everyone. The Unity Evening on Sunday, December 10th, will be a virtual event for the whole world. There will not be a gathering here in the building here in Petah Tikva, and all those who registered and paid will get a refund. So again, the Unity Evening will be a virtual event. It'll be a festive event. We're going to be talking about the miracle of spirituality. Here, great friends from the whole world, Kli, hear about the miracle of the point in the heart that's awakened in us. Here, special groups, new friends, families. There will be very special things that the friends are preparing for us. That will happen this coming Sunday, and the Koka will add.
The thing we wanted to give an update about, tomorrow we are starting Chanukah. We're always studying the inner meaning of the rituals, the customs of the holidays. Rabash has a lot of articles about Chanukah, so from tomorrow we're going to start reading the articles. They're full of content and discernments and so we're all really expecting it. Also morning lessons, also noon lessons will be around this. There's special sources about it, so we're all expecting.
ונקרא מספר הודעות לסיום יום
and a few announcements. The broadcast today at 10 news, 12 noon lesson, at 5:30 reading the study of the 10 Sefirot, and at 7:30 reading the Zohar, and we'll end with a song.
לא שולט בלב, אבל יכול לבחור להיות כאן ביניכם, המקום הכי נכון. לאט לאט נפתח אל החברים, יוצאת תפילה עבור רבים. לב טהור תן בקרבי, לב אוהב, לב אמיתי. לב טהור love.